Welcome into the Green Zone postgame show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson. As for the first time since 2019, the Saskatchewan Roughriders will host the West Final. 27-19, the final score over the Toronto Argonauts, as the Riders at the end might have been the benefit of a few calls. Oh, and Corey Mace dodged the one.
Don't you dare, he says.
Sean Bain and Micah Johnson went for it, and he gave it the stiff arm.
Remember
he was
last
like,
year?
Get me wet at the Grey Cup, not today.
Yeah, that's what he said, man. He told us that last year when they doused him after his first win, right? And he said, not a chance, man. Don't you do it until it means something. And this clinched the home playoff game. It clinched the West Final for them. But it doesn't mean that they're going anywhere further than that. So he wants to make a statement on that way.
Don't blame him.
Yeah, really.
The job ain't
he looked
done,
angry,
yeah.
didn't he?
He did.
And he
really
looked angry very often at his players. So that was fun to watch. Especially Micah Johnson's one of his favorites, right? So he named his son after him. So I think there may be a little lecture about this one afterwards. But yeah, interesting win. Not really an impressive win, but still a win and an important. It ends up being a win that they needed and. It shouldn't have been as tough as it was, though, eh, Belton?
No, I don't think it should have been tough as it was, right? You know, what are the Argos, the third, fourth-string quarterback?
Yep.
Like, I did think it would have should have been a bit easier, but nope. The Riders, they had to do their thing, let things stick around, and they started off fast, which was good, right?
Another, yeah, touchdown the first possession.
But then they just kind of go in a neutral mold something like that, right? And but I'm gonna tell you, my guy Brett Lawler, I told y'all, hey, he did it.
You're a kicker,
he needed it. They needed
five.
All those points.
He looked like a good kicker tonight, and there was no hesitation in his stride. It looked like he had his golf swing back, right?
Hey, he had his mojo. That's why,
however,
your kicker who said he'd go 5 for 5 today. This guy did. Over here, 5 for 5, Brett. My guy, Brett Lawler.
They still didn't kick converts going that end of the win, though, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how much they don't have a complete trust in him. Hira Lula hit a 41-yard on the same as his name's been bouncing around the league for years. It still hits a 41-yard field goal into the win, so it can be done.
Yeah.
Hira Lula.
There you go.
Hira Lahu. Yeah, there you go. Just say it fast with confidence.
Uh-huh. Too many consonants and vowels.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone post game show. What do you think for the Riders tonight? Give us a call and let's break it down as the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. God, like, you don't apologize for a win.
No.
But, again, is that inspiring to anybody that this team is on the right path? They're at home in the West Final. We know that. Huge advantage. But they needed to put this team away. Daigie was in and out of the game. They were hitting them. They just... Five field goals.
With the wind.
Is not going to win. It's not when you play Winnipeg or BC or Calgary in the West Final. You got to finish these drives.
A little hibernation by this offense. It's happened the last two games against the two weakest teams in the league. You're right. They need to get their mojo back. I don't know where it's disappeared. Their quarterback has been sore and hurt, and his arm hasn't been as strong. He got thumped again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you wonder, what are they going to do with him down the stretch now? They got two games against two tough teams. You probably want to win at least one of them, but you might. What do you do? Who do you rest? You rest Trevor Harris? You have to. He's not going to be happy, but you got to take him out of the game.
Oh, I think you do have to rest him, right? Maybe not the last game, right? Just because they got the bye after that, right? So. Yeah. Yeah, he's got to have some rest, I feel like. And they got they got injuries still all over the place, right?
Lost Keyshawn Johnson tonight. They're missing Dante Myers. Myers will probably come back, but there's 2,000-yard receivers out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Their entire secondary almost is rebuilt, right?
It is.
Like Sales is limping, and Fields, halfback, seems to be okay. But those other guys and their linebacking group and even their defensive line, they're missing a lot of players. They need some rest. So I would take that rest next week against Winnipeg. Let the Bombers have that game if mm-hmm. they need it and play your hearts out with the backups.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. Let's go to Bob in Saskatoon. Bob, what are you thinking tonight with a Rough Rider victory?
I think Lauder heard me tell him that Belton was going to be kicking if he didn't smarten up. So he's scared of you, Belton.
That's all right.
The cardiac kids strike again. I was thinking the same thing almost of what you guys were, is that they look good on that first drive again, same as last game, and then no pedal to the metal. And five field goals isn't going to cut it against BC or Winnipeg, let alone Calgary. So I think they've got to finish some drives. We should have got at least two touchdowns and three field goals instead of five field goals. But Lauder's back. I think his back looks good. Robitaille did really well. I can't remember how many yards you said he was going to get. Jamie, I think you were on the high end of it. Were you not?
No, it was Belton. Belton almost nailed it with Robitaille.
Yeah, he went down 120 or something, but or 12 or something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, you're pretty close on the kick returns. There wasn't too much there. But the defense and Lauder pulled them through this game, and if they don't smarten up and play a lot better, we're going to have a tough go of it. So that's about all I can say. And I think that Dallas is going to have to say something about Lauder anyway, so it'll be interesting. And I hope Les from Corning, hopefully he decided to have a beverage on field goals rather than touchdowns. So we'll see what he has to say. Anyway, I think I get 27 seconds, plus I should get an extra 10 for finishing first.
Well, you'll get an extra minute if they win the Grey Cup, Bob. But here we go. His victory song kicks us off as the Riders clinch first in the West and will host the West Finals. It's a pass, it's a run, it's a secret goal. Get the guys and the girls under those stadium lights. Sing along, live the night. All the beers and the ears gonna fly on by. We're just small town stars holding on to midnight. Take a sip, this is it. Raise them on up real high. Yeah, the Riders win the West. 27-19 is the final score at Mosaic Stadium, a chilly Mosaic Stadium with that wind whipping in. But the wind at the back of Brett Lauther helped him kick five field goals tonight in that Rider victory. Well, Dallas, Bob chewed you up perfectly. What did you think tonight?
Well, you know, and I do have something to say about Brett Lauther. I'll get to that in a moment here. But you know what? Great, we locked up first place, but I still, like I told you guys, I think it was last week, I believe the bye is going to hurt us because, again, this will lead into Bob's point, which, I mean, like, he is right. 5 for 5, that's great. But let's go back to pragmatic thinking here, folks, okay? Toronto, you guys, can we agree Toronto? I thought it was Edmonton that was the worst in the league. But is Toronto, basically, can we agree, is the worst in the league, right?
There's nobody Ottawa. Left in that. Ottawa no, might
Ottawa
be worse.
Yeah. Worst.
Okay, so Ottawa, but then Toronto's pretty well right there with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
So they were hanging in the entire game. This was way too close for a Toronto versus Saskatchewan game when we're basically playing the worst or close to the worst team in the league. That's one thing. We're not going to make it past BC or Calgary. That's going to be a toss-up of who we're going to face in the West Final. That performance is not going to do anything just. Again, I'm a big AJ Ouellette fan, but I will say I did like the extra power oomph that Thomas Bertrand Houdon gave. And I don't know if he's excited to be back, which could be kind of that adrenaline for being back. I have to say that Thomas Bertrand definitely did have a little bit more of an edge over AJ Ouellette this game. That's not taking anything away from AJ, but I did have to give him some cadence because he did fantastic and I appreciated his effort. Just like I appreciated AJ stopping that guy last week. Otherwise, I think it was Ottawa that could have had the touchdown. So I like that. But again, the complacency, you guys, that needs to be corrected. Otherwise, everybody's, again, wants to roll out the red carpet and get excited. People, we faced equal to Ottawa, the worst team in the league, and people are already throwing celebrations. Now, as far as Brett Lauther, here's what I'm going to say. Bob, you're not going to like my response, and anybody else that follows may not. This is a guy, I'm going to take a 2021 was the last time this guy was over 90%. He sucked in 2022. He sucked in 2023. He played pretty bad in 2024. And this is his worst year to date in 2025. So people want me to roll out the red carpet and congratulate Brett Lawther because he was for 5 for 5 for one game. How many people can go to work and suck at their job for basically the entire couple of weeks, and then they have one good productive day, and your boss goes, good job, let me go take you out for dinner. No, that's not the real world. So I'll tell you what, I still don't like, good job for Brett Lawther. He should be happy. But again, his performance has been lacking for far too long, for far too many years, that I'm sorry, nobody's going to get me to roll out the red carpet for Lawther. And I'm still standing by. I do not believe he should be back next season. So thanks, guys, for taking my call. I'll let you talk about that.
Dallas, thanks for the call tonight here on the Green Zone postgame show. So let's start with the first part of the comment, which is, they took on Toronto and was way too close.
And Ottawa last week was way too close.
And Ottawa last week was way too close.
It was too close.
Now, you know what the Riders are going to say. They're pro football players, and it's close. Every team can beat any team.
That's what Trevor Harris and Corey Mason were telling us all week. You'd be surprised at how even everybody is. I don't know. Those were two pretty bad teams. Riders were just defeated.
And I don't know. Are they playing down to that level, you know?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, maybe just this, lose it. Hey?
I don't know. I'm sitting there and just wondering, like, ooh. Well, when we got on the elevator there, fella, I was like, oh, 5 points. Like, man, this.
They were a fingernail away from giving up the lead with about 2 minutes there left at the end. He made a pretty good knockdown. So, yeah, well, you know what? We're going to get this, and we're going to get abused a little bit. They're a 12-4 football team that's clinched first place. But, the points are valid. If they play like this against the top teams, they're in trouble.
And that's the question. What do you do? What do you do for the next 2 weeks? If you feel this team is, you know, still has work to do and needs to be able to finish drives, can you park guys and go, no, yep, let's just gear up and practice, and our first game is in three, our first meaningful game is 4 weeks from today. And go, oh, yeah, we'll be good, because there's 2 weeks left, then a bye week, then the West Final. So this is a long way away from the West Final.
Yeah.
And rest Trevor Harris, dude. And I am very intrigued how Corey Mace handles this roster going into the postseason. The defense the defense is still, I know, with the secondary questionable, but that defensive line still gets after it.
Yep.
The linebacking core, A.J. Allen with another big interception. I've got not a lot of concern with the defense.
Well, if everybody's healthy, if some of those guys, they got to get Tavon Campbell back for sure, right? And it wouldn't hurt to have one of their safeties come back, because just to give them that Canadian ratio, they need the Canadians back. You know, he could probably survive without an American here or there. Well, although Roland Milligan's a pretty serious loss.
But once again, Trevor Harris is 23 of 29 for 340 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interceptions.
It doesn't give it away. Those are neat numbers.
Well, yeah, great numbers.
2 touchdown passes, too, right? Robustelli and Neal. So, clutch receivers. When they're 2,000 yards.
Sam Amelis's play. Woo,
oh, that catch by Amelis late in the game was a huge reception and a tough one, too. But three clutch receivers playing. When your 2,000-yard guys, Deshaun Johnson and Dante Myers, are out of the game, and you're still getting good receptions and 300-and-some yards from your quarterback, that's not bad. I know that you'd like a little more spark out of them, but the guys filled in pretty well for the losses that I thought might really be painful for them.
1-877-332-8255. The fan line is open. Les, so what are you thinking tonight here on the Green Zone postgame show?
Awesome, boys. Number one in the West. That's all I wanted to hear for right now. But, boy, we got some work to do. Holy cow. And Lawther, he's back.
Is he?
I think so. Man, 5 for 5, he won this game tonight, and he made it look like so easy. I don't know what it was, and everybody, like I even myself said, get rid of him. But I don't know, there was something in his look, something in his style tonight. I don't know, something, he's back. Anyway, I think Amelis, catch of the night, man. Wow, what a catch. Over the guy's shoulder and brings it right back around. Excellent catch. Tommy Neal, excellent. Like, there, it was a good game. I loved it. Hard hitting, holy man, there was some hits. I that was an enjoyable game. Should it have been like that? I don't think so. We took penalty after penalty after penalty. I'll give Corey Mace some a little bit of hugs tonight because he threw that flags at times. Everything worked out as far as Corey Mace on his calls, everything. It was a good game, called, but it's got to come together a little better as a package, guys. And thanks, Bob. I'm going to have a lot more than five, if you don't mind.
Last thanks for the call here on the Green Zone post-game show. I'm still going to the Michael Hughes the next 2 weeks as the kicker of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Really? I'm not. After tonight, I'm not. I'm saying that Brett Lawther looked like he got his golf swing back. I'm thinking he's really? The way he was striding into that football tonight. I know that I'm wondering why they didn't use him into the wind. He always says, Corey Mace always says, well, going to Pill Country is always a little shady. But if Toronto's kicker can nail a 41 yarder into that wind, I think that they should let Brett Lawther do it. But it looked to me, and we're the ones who picked out before anybody else noticed that Trevor Harris was fading, that his arm wasn't the way it was.
Yeah.
And it looked to me like Brett Lawther was kicking the way he kicks when he's at his best. I don't know what he's adjusted. I don't know if he was hurt, if they were just resting him and hiding him. But boy, tonight, he kicked the ball the way I've seen him kick him, kicking at his best over the years that he's been here.
Oh, what?
Your kicker, Belton.
Huh?
Your kicker. Yeah. He's your kicker, your guy.
For today, he is, yes.
Okay, and what about next week and the week after?
Well, that's what I don't know, Daryl. Okay. Like, I don't like the seesawing, right?
Yeah.
You know, one guy in, one guy out, and, you know, I don't like that at all. But based on what he did tonight, he lives another day,
yeah.
Right?
And I think you go with him again.
I think you do, and I'm with you. Like, you know, when he first kicked, I think everybody up there in the alumni lounge was, like, everybody was looking over like, oh, is he
going to everybody stopped breathing,
this?
Right?
Oh, really? They
the
really
breath.
Did.
Yeah.
The second one was the same way. The third one, things started easing up.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, everybody's like, oh, Belton, he's making them. I'm like, good. That's his job.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with him, man. Just I know they got another guy.
Swinging.
How can you argue the results?
They've at least pressured him into thinking he's got to kick better, yeah. Which that's what he needed. And tonight, he looked good tonight.
He did.
You can't just say that he was nailing. They were through the middle. Even earlier this season when he was making some, they were off to the side, barely in, or quite a bit out. And the fact that they were struck. It's like hitting a good tee shot, Jamie. That's what kickers always say, right? It's like hitting a golf shot. When you've got your swing on, and tonight he had his swing. It looked like the best Brett Lawther I've seen in a long, long time. And, you know, I haven't been blowing smoke at him.
Yep.
This time, I think that he might have it back. And I'd go with him too, Belton. I just think you have to now.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here in the Green Zone on the post-game show. Larry, you're next on the fan line. What are you thinking after the Riders clinch first in the West?
I want to know if you three guys hurt yourself jumping back on the Lawther bandwagon.
Ouch.
I mean, I'm not on yet.
My ankles are taped.
Yet, eh?
I'm
my
not.
Ankles are
Even
taped.
Though I was the one who called 5 for 5 and no misses, I'm still going. He did go perfect a few weeks ago, and then he missed 3 kicks the week after that. So I'm a little cautious.
I'm still not happy with that secondary. Man, they give up some plays.
That was patchwork secondary, though.
Yeah.
That was they only had like one starter playing at full health.
And I don't understand, and it happened, I don't know, 2 or 3 times tonight. If Toronto got a penalty and pushed them back, and it was 1st and 20, and they rushed 3 guys, and the quarterback stood there for I don't know how many seconds and completed a 20-yard pass, and he does that continually. Like, why aren't you blitzing in that instance?
He does get conservative sometimes. Yes, he does with his play call.
Oh, man, it kills us. Mm-hmm. And he's done it all year.
Yeah, especially against a quarterback like Daigie, who's had limited experience, right? Rush him, pressure him, get him going. Heat, force him to make a play, and they didn't as often as they should have.
And Belton, one thing for you tonight. You got to talk to your buddy Hardrick. He's going to hurt somebody.
I loved it.
I've never seen anybody have so much fun playing football in my life.
Yeah, yeah, he's a joy to watch, man.
Larry, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Does this team go to the Grey Cup? Do they win the West Final?
I don't know. It's. I think BC will beat Calgary, and then BC has to play here in the cold.
Don't count out Winnipeg yet out of the West.
Oh, I think they're going to be in the East because Calgary beat them, what, three games?
Yeah, but it'll be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting down the stretch. I am out of Calgary's off my radar. Yeah. I think they are the worst team in the playoffs. They are the worst. If I'm doing the power rankings of the final six, Calgary's six.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yep,
they've fallen.
Have they ever? They looked invincible hard, when they played the Rough Riders twice, but they're not the same team. And Vernon Adams and his ups and downs, mm-hmm. and that defense that was absolutely unbelievably powerful is just not the same.
And I'll be honest, the Riders might be five
at the moment. After these back to back games against the two weakest teams, and they're probably not going to see. Well, they're for sure not going to see Toronto and Ottawa in the playoffs.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here in the Green Zone post game show. That line is open if you want to get in now. We're going to take our first time out, get right back at it here on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post game show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you as the Riders have clinched first place in the West Division for the first time since 2019. And of course, they will host the West Final. They are one win away from being in the Grey Cup. Of course, that game will be Saturday, November the 8th. Almost a month between meaningful football games for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Rest and get ready, or do you keep playing to figure some things out? Let's go to Brendan in Lumsden. Brendan, what are you thinking with the Rough Rider win today?
I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't pretty, but we got it done. Refs were against us all the way through, right up to that last call of
Foster there. That was the opposite. the refs were against Toronto all game. Come on.
I don't know. I'd beg to differ on that. I mean, look at that spot that they gave us on that turnover. I mean,
on the replay, they gave it away to Toronto. They just absolutely shafted Toronto on that call.
But they were doing everything in their power to give it to them.
All right.
Everybody in my section, in section 126 there, would beg to differ with you on that one. Everything in there was... Yeah. Oh man, if looks could kill, there would be five refs on the field laying flat.
What else are you thinking about on this one for the Riders win, Brennan?
I mean, every time I call in, I make the same thing. Our secondary, although they played a heck of a lot better, banged up today. We got to work on that. I mean, if we were to go to the West Final next week, we're losing. We keep it way too tight, and I mean, we're the first place team. That should have been a 30-40-20 game. I mean, we're not playing like a first place team, and I hope Coach Mace isn't going to be sitting a lot of these starters for the next 2 weeks.
Well, so if I was going to ask you right now, do you think the Riders are playing in Winnipeg in the Grey Cup?
Depending on who we're playing in the West Final, no.
Interesting. I'm interested to gauge just where the confidence level is. And that's the second fan who's been like, that's where people's minds are with this team, right? That's why I thought when people are guaranteeing wins, and I know Evan Bray can now say that, yes, he was right, he guaranteed a win and they won. But that's where I'm like, you really, this team's giving you that much confidence? And you see BC and Winnipeg surging. Calgary, as I said, I think they're done.
Yeah.
I don't, that defense is being picked apart. They're allowing 35 plus points a game right now. So I think the biggest fear is BC or Winnipeg coming to Mosaic Stadium. But we'll continue here on the Green Zone post-game show with Brent next. Brent, what do you think?
You know, I was watching the game, and I'm going to go a little bit weird on you guys. What I was actually watching was Toronto, and I'm a Rider fan. Dinwiddie has a thing with quarterbacks, and he can really coach them well. And that was actually what impressed me in this game. The Heart Attack kids did what they do. And, yeah, we got a lot of improvement, but the next two games don't matter. They got to rest. They got to get their stuff back together.
Do you think they win the West Final the way they're playing right now?
Playing right now? Not a chance. BC is going to chew us up like we're a well-done steak.
Well, I'm interested to see. I am very interested to see how they handle it. Because I was thinking you park Trevor Harris next week against Winnipeg. Now I'm not sure.
What? But you were saying the rest of them. Now you're changing, Jay.
Well, I was expecting them to like finish drives and not have to kick five field goals. But I guess you can say they did get into field goal range or touchdown range seven times tonight. Five field goals, two touchdowns. So maybe the offense can say, hey, we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot, but I don't know.
I'm resting Trevor Harris.
For the next 2 weeks?
No, not for two weeks.
Just the home. You're putting him back on the field at home against BC.
And it might not be. He might play a half, might play a quarter. That's all, Jamie. Everything goes through Trevor Harris on this. He's the leader. He's the lead dog in this. We need him. They need him.
Well, when he went down today, how many people in Saskatchewan went, oh, fudge!
He got hit a couple times where I was wondering about, right?
He did.
The pounding he's
except
taken.
Except the one hit, we all saw it on the replay, what happened to him.
He got sacked. He did. They sacked him.
Right? Yeah, that is very good terminology for what happened to Trevor Harris. He indeed got sacked for... twice on the same play. As we continue here on the Green Zone post-game show, Ivan is next. Ivan, what do you think?
Hey, fellas. Good to be with you tonight. I think I have to set the ship right, Jamie, because I've been listening to all these callers. And first things first, congratulations to the Riders. I think you'd all agree, right?
Yes.
We did it at home. We lost at home that tough one against Edmonton. We did it at home. Everybody else, this is what happens, man. I understand the confusion or the concern from some of the other callers, but really, man, they're out in left field because every team has to deal with what every team has to deal with. And what does the math tell us now? We're 12-4.
Yep.
Just let that sink in just a little bit. We're 12-4. We did it ugly. Blowing out by a rouge, by a field goal. Hey, it doesn't matter. I remember the comments, Jamie, on the line when we started in the spring and everybody was 5-1 and 5-2, and then it came to the great big showdown between Saskatchewan and Montreal. Maybe Daryl can enlighten me, but I can't remember the last time we won in Montreal. Mm-hmm. What did we do? We went down there and handed them their butts in pieces, man.
Yeah, blew out then, the
odds. Right. Then we did something that nobody thought we'd ever do. We whipped those banjo bowlers twice. Correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Right. So the truth of the matter is that everybody else has to sweat. I don't share the view that sometimes you guys put on the show and even on the weekly show that Nathan Rourke is the best thing since sliced bread. He's just a quarterback, man, and that defense in BC is a sieve. They're going to give up 30 points, and the rest is going to do, you know, the rest for Harris
I agree with Belton that he's the leader of the team. If he wants to be in for a half, let him be in for a half and give Mayer some reps. I think you do rest Ouellette somehow to make sure that he's not hurt. But at the end of the day, boys, we're 12-4. The cup comes through Regina. It comes through us. And I believe it's going to stay with us the entire way. Let everybody else sweat for a change.
Ivan, and you are correct. At the start of the season, where does every team want to be? One team in the East at home in the East Final, one team in the West at home in the West Final. Those are the only two options you have for best-case scenario to get to a Grey Cup. And the Riders achieved it today. Hamilton will try to achieve it tomorrow. They will be 1-2 going into the playoffs. He is right. Absolutely. This is a 12-4 football team who has played consistently well and good enough to win 12 of 16 games. I also think it's fair to be a little bit in pause on where this team goes when that game is played. It's a month away. That's a long time. Corey Mace was on the 16-2 Toronto Argonauts. You remember this? 16-2 Toronto Argonauts. They had about 6 weeks of meaningless football, and they had to manage their way through that. And what happened? They didn't get to the Grey Cup. Montreal whooped them in that East, like absolutely whooped them in that East Final. So
what did they learn from that? What did Corey Mace learn?
I don't know.
That's what we're about to find out.
That's what we're
right?
about to find out. Yep.
1-877-332-8255. David in Melford. David, what are you thinking tonight?
Oh, another good win, that's for sure. First place, that's where everybody wants to be, and we did her. But I must add, Drew, he was right on his bold prediction. He said the Riders should win tonight, and everybody be phoning in and saying by not enough. And that's including the panel, by the way. I'm not surprised you and Davis are doing it, but I'm kind of surprised Belton's doing it because he's played in this league and he's played high professional football in high college, and he should know better than anybody how hard it is to win football games. So I'm surprised that he's on that side of things. But you know, you said you would rank the Rough Riders number 5 out of the 6 playoff teams right now.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to give you a little. You know what their record is against Montreal, Hamilton, Winnipeg, and BC? 6-2. So
you want to play that game, David? I'll play that game. They play BC, Hamilton, Calgary, BC, Montreal, Hamilton, Calgary, Winnipeg. Okay, so since those games, they lose to Montreal. Not even close. They lose to the worst team in the division, the Elks. Darn near lose to Ottawa and weren't very good against Toronto.
They're 12-4. They're 12-4.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
It's a long season. It's a long season.
Look at what everybody else is playing, David. This is about now. This isn't about week 5. It's how you're playing now, and this team is not playing good enough now to win the West Final. No way.
Listen.
Yep.
Well, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were
going to... You told me to listen, David. I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I thought you hung up on me.
No, anyway, we love these.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not arguing with that point, but you know what? They've put themselves in the best position they possibly could put themselves in. They need one win at home to go to the Grey Cup. I couldn't have done any better for their regular season. That, there's no guarantees they're going to win that game, but that is their best chance to go to the Grey Cup. When they set out for training camp, that was their goal. That's the best way we can get to the Grey Cup, by winning first place, having a home game in the West Final, and now it's up to us to take advantage of it. Now, whether they do or not, we'll find out.
Yep.
But in the law, just in closing, they've done what they had to do to put themselves in the best position possible. So now it's up to them to see what they can do.
Absolutely, Dave. And there's nothing wrong in your statement. They did exactly what they need to do. But we know from watching the Canadian Football League, it is a marathon. And week 10 is a long time ago. when this team was what?
I'm in.
8-2?
Yeah.
And
scoring points and looking great.
Yeah, their defense was, and their defense is still pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah.
Secondary has some injury issues, but maybe this is a little bit of that spring forward Trevor Harris was talking about, but that's what I mean. If this was that momentum, do you want to get right back at it against Winnipeg with this offense and continue that spring forward and then just park Trevor Harris against BC, give him 2 bye weeks? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
That's Mace's job, right?
Yep.
That's what he's got to figure out, determine. And like you said, when he was with the Argos, they were at 16-2 and, you know, lots of rest and everything, right? And how does he grow from that is the question. How?
Yep. It's going to be interesting to see. But they have clinched first. They are first in the division, 12-4. Belton and I had 13-5 on the board and going to the Grey Cup.
Yep. I'm still there.
You still have them in the Grey Cup?
I do, Jamie. I do. Because whether it's – even if BC were to come through here, they're going to find a way to muster it up. I know it.
Was it David? Or maybe it was Ivan. BC's defense – they should be able to score points against BC's defense.
Yep.
If you're going defense versus defense, the Riders' defense is way better than the BC Lions' defense.
BC's has gotten better, but Saskatchewan's is much better than BC.
And so if we're going to weigh it on that, I'm taking the Riders every time.
Let's take another time out here on the Green Zone postgame show. How confident are you with this team? They host the West Final. Are they winning it and going to the Grey Cup? Or are you a little bit paused? But it's a celebratory mood around Saskatchewan at Mosaic because it is first in the West Division. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone postgame show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. This is the Green Zone postgame show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson on this Friday night as the Riders clinch first in the West Division. And they will be hosting the West Final Saturday, November the 8th is when they'll be hosting that football game. Already somebody has texted in saying, this West Final better darn well be sold out if we want to at all be claiming as the best fans in the Canadian Football League. Although it was an announced crowd of 27,500. There was not 27,500 there tonight.
I saw chunks of open seats there.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see it sold out.
Yeah.
For the Riders.
Well, you guys were talking on the Green Zone a little while ago about, is it too early to start selling tickets to the playoff game? No, because you don't usually have much time. The reason you have trouble selling tickets to the West Final is you don't usually get much notice. Usually you have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
These guys have 5 weeks now, basically, right? To let everybody know this is when the game is. You've got a good chance. So they do have a chance to sell this place out. If they want to, we always say we'll never tell people to go. It'd be great if they were there because it's an impressive record. It's getting a home playoff game, especially getting a home playoff game in Regina is a rarity. So the fact that it's here and if they want to support this football team, then buy tickets, I guess. But I hope they're a little more exciting though. The last couple of games haven't been real thrilling.
No. Well, the refs didn't help tonight. Do we have to have a meeting after every penalty call? Seriously. Oh my goodness. Hey, Stu, you want to fix something in the Canadian Football League? Get on the horn with your officials and tell them to speed it up.
Get rid of the God Center.
Oh, then they come back from a fourth quarter stretch with a challenge, and everybody's like, what's the delay?
Yeah.
Are they challenged? I'm like, what? You had 5 minutes to review this over the commercial break.
And then the reviews, they just step in at the weirdest spots. They totally shafted Toronto on that last ball placement on the third down gamble.
They did.
And totally took the ball away from
them. Jack Cohn's butt hit the turn.
There's no chance that he made it. Somebody phones in and says they're after the Riders.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they took away the roughing the passer penalty.
Yes.
We haven't seen it. We saw one quick replay. Belton and I.
Baldonado
looked like they went chest to chest.
I thought he hit him higher. So I'd like to see it, but they didn't show it because They don't have time because of all the reviews they're going through.
Let's go back to the fan line. And Keith in Saskatoon. Keith, what are you thinking with this team clinching first tonight?
Well, gentlemen, on the way back to Saskatoon right now, I just want to basically blame the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for all the thousands of members of Rider Nation who suffer from hypertension. Sitting in the stands tonight, gentlemen, I'm sure my blood pressure is off the charts. So if I'm going to visit my doctor next week and get a higher dosage of medication, again, I want to maybe have the Riders sort of cut me a bit of slack on that one. Jamie, you were asking if we're concerned right now. Yes, I'm concerned because to me the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks has not been stellar football, but I am less concerned about the Riders than if the path of the Grey Cup went through Princess Auto, McMahon, or BC Place. So to me, that's the big picture. I'm going to leave you with three quick points. I just heard, and again, you may have discussed these already. I just got to the car and joined the call right now. Number one, the officiating was a joke tonight, an absolute joke. I still can't get over how the Rider, how the officials can rule a Rider pass incomplete on the last play of the third quarter, how they advanced the football for the Riders, and I was thrilled with that on the third and one play in quarter four. Yet in the Labor Day Classic, they miss Cameron Lawson ripping off AJ Ouellette's face mask. I don't get that. Number two, offensive play calling was deplorable tonight. There were at least six or eight times where the Riders on second and nine threw a four-yard pass. We threw the ball on second and four with 1:13 left in the fourth quarter and near the end zone. And on a two-point conversion attempt, we threw a ball 2 yards, 2 feet, and 11 inches. We had to move the ball 3 yards. The offense, again, it was not Mueller's best night in terms of a play caller. Again, third and final point, big picture here. Since George Lucas launched the Star Wars movie franchise 48 years ago, this would just be the third time the Riders have hosted a Western final. So on that basis, I am thrilled. It was an ugly win, but I'd rather win sloppily than lose beautifully. Again, thanks, gentlemen. I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
Thank you, as always, Keith, for the call. I don't want to talk about the replay center anymore. Just shoot
it's
into
nauseating,
the sun.
Isn't it? Yeah, it just it controls the game to an extent that it's embarrassing. Embarrassingly
Stuart
slow.
Stuart Johnson talked about the 35-second clock and all these rule changes to speed up the game. Speed up the game with your refs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Speed up your game with the refs. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that are delaying the game to have their meetings. Watch an NFL game, and I'm sorry to bring up the National Football League for all those wearing black and because they're moving the field goal post.
Are people really wearing black?
I don't know. But anyways, it's the people on the field. You watch an NFL game on Sunday. How many times do the refs stand there and look at each other and talk and ask what? No, there's communication. And the CFL has the same communication system.
Yep.
It is holding. Holding, what number? 65. Holding, 65. Done. There's no, what's, did you also threw a flag? What did you, oh, you also have, no, it's just, boom, boom. Okay. I think Tim Croker does probably the best job of just trying to move the game along.
Andre Proulx gets pretty good, too. He gets
Andre gets so
Andre gets
mad.
Mad when it, yeah.
One of his officials start running towards him to give him a, he's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Let's just get the game going.
I'll tell you what the ref did, dude. They were in unison when they were throwing flags, though. I saw
man. Three and four at a time. Yeah. Whoa. But all for, and sometimes for different penalties, yeah. Though, too. Yeah, it wasn't their best game, and I don't get on them, but I think they really shafted Toronto tonight. That was my thoughts.
And how they missed the no yards call.
Yeah.
The guy is yards away. Like, come on.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
He had to and challenge that and delay challenge the game
delay
even more.
The game, yeah. Or forgot about step that. In. Yeah. I just, tough. Yeah. The game needs to have a quicker pace. So if he's going to go 35 seconds all the time, I think that's great. Let's just keep it going.
1-877-332-8255. But the Riders are in first place in the West Division. They will host the West Final November the 8th. Cause a little caution from Keith. Dawson, what are you thinking tonight?
Well, you know what? I'm very thankful for the refs, first off.
Yeah, that's more like you it for what? A Rider fan.
Well, the command center helped them out more than the refs did, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? I think there was about 3 13th men, the crowd, the refs, and the command center.
Yeah.
But
I will say this, though. I want to point out, in 2012, head coach Corey Chamberlain, first year, took us to the West Final. We lost. The next year, he took us to 8-1, and we won the Grey Cup. 2024, head coach Corey Mays took us to the West Final. We lost. 2025, what record did he take us to, boys?
Well, he's 12-4, right? Well, 8-1, yes.
Exactly my point. It's I think that history repeats itself, and so far the numbers are not lying. That and we had the number one running back with the most rushing yards in the league in 2013, and what do we have right now?
AJ Olette.
Oh, wow.
I love how he's playing, man. He's unstoppable, right? Those pitches around the outside.
His short game's amazing, but I just love how much of a human bowling ball he is. He just does not care.
Yeah. One guy doesn't bring him down, does he?
And Dawson, someone else called up Thomas Bertrand Hudon, too.
Yes.
Wow, what a guy. Anybody think of Neil Hughes when they see him?
A little bit. Neil in college, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Or the Canuck truck, Chris Zarka.
number 33, let's go.
Dawson, do you think Rider Nation's having a blast in Winnipeg getting ready for a Grey Cup or not?
Well, I think it's pretty cool, the fact that we're going to beat Winnipeg in their stadium, possibly, or have a rematch with Hamilton. Let's see how it goes.
All right, Dawson. So Dawson has him in the Grey Cup in Winnipeg. And run game, you need a strong run game.
They got it.
They will have that. Defense, you need a strong defense. They do have that.
So what's missing, Jamie?
Just that killer instinct where you just...
Is it the play calling, too, though? Like,
well, Belton and I... Daryl had this chat in the commercial break. Do you think, Belton and I both think Mark Mueller has a lot in the bag that he hasn't shown yet. And when they come out to the West Final, there's going to be some things where we're like, oh, okay. Or do you think he's shot all his bullets?
People are thinking that about Corey Mason, his defense too, that they're stockpiling things. I think that, there's not many things you're going to put in. We're watching practice most of the time, and they're close practices. They're not going to put in plays for further down the line. The close practices are the plays that they're going to use that they want to be a secret for the upcoming game. So do I think they have a whole bunch of things in storage? No. Might they go back to some of the things they were trying earlier? You know, by the end of the season, you've got basically all your plays in. You might add one or two that you haven't used, but for the most part, they just go back and recycle what they've used. It wasn't their best play calling tonight, but good enough. They 320 yards. What did he throw for tonight? 340 again. Yeah. So, you know, what else do you need? We can second guess the play calling sometimes, but 340 passing yards is a pretty good outing. AJ Ouellette getting outside when they pitch to him is almost unstoppable. Thomas Bertrand Hudon is a great extra guy to have in there. I don't think are they keeping anything in storage? I don't think so.
Belton, did you guys keep stuff in storage?
Of course we did. We did, Daryl. Yeah. We did. And
well, there are plays every game you don't use, right? Yeah, so you may try those later on.
You try them later on and everything, right? And that's what I'm having a hard time with the team right now is, they're winning. I just don't see that explosion of offense that I saw, mid-season and everything, right? They were striking down the field. I saw Trevor Harris at least 4 or 5 games throwing it 20-plus yards through the air. I have not seen that lately. I seen it last week, I think, maybe 2 throws, but where are those big chunk plays that I have been seeing early on in the season?
Yeah, I think they'll go back to that. His arm's been
and, well, and that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing, the 10, the 15, look out. One of the callers talked about it there a while ago, too.
Yeah.
The short passing game. Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm telling you, playoff time, 5, 6 big plays we're going to see is like, oh, there it goes. Because they still, man, the players on this team, I'm trying to figure out how they're going to put this roster together for the playoffs.
Depth.
Yeah.
When they're all out, they got depth. But Keyshawn Johnson went down tonight.
Dante Byers didn't play tonight.
Hopefully
Roland
that's...
Roland Milligan is out. Cheyenne then, Ray is out.
Then, and Robustelli needs to be on that field, man. Robustelli, I'm sorry. He needs to be on the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you still have Sean Bain.
Good problems, though, man.
Oh, those are great problems to have. But
I'm not sure why they're using Mario Alford, though, but oh well.
Oh, no. Yeah.
As we continue here on the Green Zone post-game show, let's go to Taylor next. Taylor, what are you thinking on this Friday night as the Riders clinch first in the West Division?
Yeah, just a few quick points. I just want to say before I get into it that I do think the Riders are playing with their food a little bit in the first half of the game. I mean, let's be honest here. Whoever wants to call and complain about it, yeah, that's not been the most explosive. But, you know, Olemian's got, what, over 140 yards? They ran for over 100 yards. That seems like a pretty good football game to me. You know, Trevor's definitely been not on his game, but it seems like it did the job at the end of the day. Second of all, you know, I got a challenge. I think it was Dunk that was said this. I don't think it was Jamie, but it would surprise me if it was. But one of you guys keeps saying the Elks are the worst team in the CFL.
No.
I challenge you on that because that is not the case. If you watch the last few games, which I know you have, they have a really solid team. I don't think they're going to win the Grey Cup. I think the Riders have a damn good shot at it. Excuse my language. But I also challenge that thought process there. And I also will say, guys, what's with this command center? I know we're going to talk about it all night, but, like, you know, you want to talk about roughing the passer. In the middle, I think it was the second quarter, there is no way in tarnation that that was a roughing the passer. What are they supposed to do? You know, you can't hit them in the top. You can't hit them in the bottom half. Should we just play touch football at this point? You know, I don't get it. I don't get it, guys. Like, I'd like to hear your opinion.
Well, on the command center?
Well, on roughing the passer, too, it's so inconsistent. Nobody knows. The refs don't even know anymore.
And they don't know when they're going to jump in.
And I think the refs are sometimes scared to even call. Like, they see a hit and they just throw. That's what happened on the play that they called that they took away is they another hit to Daggy. He just threw it. And then the command center said, no, Baldonado shoulder checked him and it didn't even hit him in the head. So it's almost like, oh, I better throw it because the quarterback got hit. And roughing the passer, the command center, replay.
No yards, replay for 5 yards. Why bother most of these? Just let the game have a flow. Yeah. And that's what the command, the God center does that. It just keeps stopping the game. This game wasn't a great game. It would be so much better if they didn't stop the game every second or third play to have a little convention about what are we going to call? Should we make sure and double check that? Yeah, so it's a horrible idea for any live sporting event. And I think that they should get rid of it in every sporting event, especially the Canadian Football League, because they don't know what they're doing with it.
Yes. Mm. It's annoying. Jamie, Daryl, Belton with you here on the Green Zone. We got audio coming back from Mosaic Stadium. Probably a celebratory mood in the Riders' locker room tonight, but we do have to take another quick timeout. We'll get right back to the fan line next on the Green Zone on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.